The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hey everyone, welcome back. It is episode 9, and we are so stoked to be doing this podcast. So many good responses, reviews and stuff from last week. So thank you guys so much. When you're posting about the screenshot of the podcast and tagging us and sharing with our friends, it truly makes an impact.
Yeah, so thank you guys.
Thank you. We genuinely mean it. And we're going to sign up for more months of the podcast. Yeah. I was going to say seasons, but we could call it seasons. But yeah, we're going to do more. So if you have any ideas, suggestions, questions, let us know. We are curating this podcast for our community. So let us know what you want to hear. Yeah. All right. Let's get to it, Ashley. So today is about how to sell and feel good about it. So Ashley, when you think about sales, maybe before this workshop, what were some feelings that came up around sales?
I think for me, I've always struggled with selling because to me, I've always associated with sales as being something slimy because I think I've really looked into the consumer, we're such a consumer nation, right?
Yes.
So a lot of times marketing companies are honing in on you like psychologically to market toward you in a certain way or do like subliminal kind of messaging and just like, I don't know. It's like when I go to the movies and you have all these like popcorn and drink and they've got the sounds and the lights and everything to really trigger these responses. And many people don't realize like, you know, they have studied people's brains to make sure that they're marketing in a way that lights up little, you know, neural pathways
so that
you
that want to buy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So to me, just marketing and sales has always seemed so like, ooh, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And because I want to come from a place of authenticity, it's always made me a little uncomfortable. But then I kind of go back to the why I'm selling. And so, but sales in general, I always have felt like I've had a lot of mixed feelings about it.
Well, I totally understand. I think a lot of people could resonate with that feeling because a lot of people in our space, we want to consume less. We want to live more minimalist. We want to make a lesser impact on the environment. We want to make a less impact on animals or agriculture. Like, for us, it's almost counterintuitive because sales is associated with buying and consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this a lot because I've been working with conscious consumer brands for like the past 10 years, over 10 years, for me, I knew that I had to change something in my brain to how we could sell to actually grow a better economy. So for me, that was a thing that really got myself passionate about sales.
Mm-hmm.
And studying marketing and psychology in school, I saw the awesome power that marketers have on sales. And I'm like, I want to use this for good, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I got laughed at by all my professors. And they're like, learn this so you could sell crap, basically. And I was like, no, I'm going to sell good products. So basically, taking those practices that really do work, that proven data, but using it and applying it to something good. So that's what I really want to touch upon. So if you have a small business, if you have a product that you're selling or making, if you are offering a service that you want to sell, and you want to make an impact doing it, this is an awesome podcast for you. So I have my top questions to ask yourself so that you truly align with the sale. The sale is simply an exchange of value. You are offering something of value to someone, and then they are offering something of value to you. So I like to think of it as a righteous exchange. A good book to look into is The Law of Divine Compensation. I've spoken about it a lot before. Ashley, you've heard me talk about this book before.
I looked it up, I think, yesterday on Hoopla, because I was like, I need to read it.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. So if you want to get more on the spiritual or more like soulful alignment with sales, that's an awesome book. And then the questions I'm going to ask you today is really getting your heart and your intuition aligned so you can make the sale and feel good about it. And that's what I want to teach people how to do, because when you're selling, you're in business.
Absolutely. And there's definitely a big difference. And I've noticed this since I've started Sister House Collective. When you're talking to a maker or entrepreneur or small business owner who's selling a product and they're timid about it, you, as a consumer, you're kind of like,
you feel awkward.
Well, I don't know, you know, but if the person is confident in what they're selling, they know their product back and forth, you know, and they can really, especially when you can tell the passion behind someone's, like, why they're selling what they're selling, I feel like
1,000%
you just resonate with that person on a human level.
And you want to support them.
Yeah,
and it
for
feels
sure.
good to buy from those people and to buy those products. And you feel proud of it. Like, whenever I buy something from Sister House, I feel proud of myself. I'm like, I made a better choice. I made a choice that is going to make a positive impact on people's lives. Because at the end of the day, we still are going to consume.
Right.
As minimal as we can live it, we are still going to need products and services to sustain our lives and live well. So when we're able to support that, it actually makes you feel good doing it. So let's cut to it, Ashley. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So guys, get out your pen and paper. If you're driving, don't do that. Wait until you get home.
Make some mental notes.
Make some mental notes.
Listen later.
Listen later. Exactly. But these are the questions I truly do ask myself. And I've been in sales for probably since I'm 14. I've been doing sales because I'm born and raised in a very entrepreneurial family in New York. Everyone had a business. Everyone had a side hustle. You had a business since you're 14. Like, everyone was always working and selling something. So I was brought up in this culture. But for me, I wanted to sell and feel good. So these are the questions that I personally ask myself to get aligned with that hustle so that it feels good in the sale. So the first question is, what do you sell? Getting really clear on what is the actual product and service that you sell. I see a lot of people who are just starting out, they want to have this small business, they want to make this impact, but then you're like, well, what do you sell? And they get all flustered. Have you seen that before?
And I've been there before, too, when I first started.
And I have been there, too, because, you know, when you're finding your path, you're starting your business, and, you know, when you're doing something out of the box, we're not selling widgets, right? We're selling a service, we're selling ethical consulting or creative direction, and it's like, how do you actually explain that? So getting really, really clear, guys, on what you actually sell. Huge. First thing you got to do. Then the second question I want you to ask yourself is, what do you really sell? So, for example, I always use Vegination as an example because my job as a creative director, one of the big things is making sure our top line is healthy. The top line feeds everything, and the top line is sales, because the top line will allow us to pay our team members a good living wage and to buy good quality product and be able to have multiple locations. So that's what I'm super passionate about because I see how it feeds the whole thing. But again, going back to what do you sell, is selling food, selling vegan food. But what you're really selling is making a positive impact on a small business, allowing them to give back to the community, creating local jobs, decrease suffering in animals, getting into the feelings, if you will, of what you're really selling. For me, that was the thing that clicked, and it made me really excited about sales. So for you, like, what do you feel like you really sell?
I think I really sell empowerment to women. Like, and I think I'm figuring that more out as I go. But for me, I realize with the brand, I'm selling products, but what I'm really selling is that empowerment. As a consumer, you are empowered by being more knowledgeable about where your money is going and how it's impacting others, and then in turn you are empowering the maker. So
I love that you are.
Thanks.
Yes. All right, so you see, guys, case in point. So my wind chimes that I bought recently from Sister House Collective literally is making a positive impact on women. Where are they from?
Those are from Kenya.
From Kenya.
I saw them in your Airstream. They
look
very cute.
Thank you so much. I'm
also
very proud of them.
Also saw lots of macrame from Veronica. Miller, beautiful.
So my rule that I'm working on is if I could buy it local, I'm buying it local. And then stuff that I can't find local, I'm buying it from companies that are sourcing ethically or sourcing more ethically mm-hmm. to support that growing sector in their mm-hmm. business. And it makes you feel good.
It does. Right? Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Number three is, how does it work? So, getting really clear on how your sale works. Is it buying from you from pop-up shops, from your website? Are they meeting with you in person to purchase a service? How does it really work? And again, workshopping that through is going to make you feel more confident in the sale. What I see a lot of is that when you're not confident, that's when sales feels really murky. Mm-hmm. But again, these questions are just going to help you get the more confident vibe so that you can sell and feel empowered and empower people. Okay, next question is, why are you selling this? And again, this is a big thing for Ashley and I. Our whys are what drive us, what make us record podcasts on a late Friday night to make sure it's ready for you guys on Monday morning, because this is what we're dedicated to. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
What would you say your why is?
My why, oh my gosh, I feel like I just have like a novel of whys, but the biggest, I guess, and the first one that comes to mind is just, like I said, empowering people to know that they have an impact yes. with their choices.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Well said. Well said, everyone. Know your why. Know your why. Or Google to the TEDx talk, start with why. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome one. Okay, next question is, what community do you serve with your products or services? So in standard marketing world, this is your target market, but I don't talk in normal marketing terms. I want to be a disruptor in the marketing realm. I like to think about the community that you serve. I feel that that's more authentic, more real, more honest.
And if you're a community or social impact-based business, then you do it's think all about your community.
It. Yeah. It's all about community. Mm-hmm. And honestly, guys, from a selling perspective, if you think about communities, that's just more connected to growing your business and brand. So mm-hmm. I'm all about having a community-based business. Mm-hmm. It really makes a difference. So knowing the community that you sell and serve the most. Next question is, and we touched upon it before, is what impact does it make? So being really clear on the solution that you provide. What is the problem and what is the solution that you're selling? That impact, again, is going to help you in that confidence, in feeling good about that righteous exchange. When you're selling your product and getting money for it, you know that you're bettering someone's life. Mm-hmm. I use this example in the workshop of when we got all of our members, when we saw their names and emails pop up of they purchased a membership, we were genuinely excited because we knew that we can make a positive impact on their life. We can make a positive impact on their small business. We were able to then now know we could share resources and work with them and mentor them for 3 months mm-hmm. and see the shift that could be made. So for us, every sale, we felt, wow, that's another person we can impact and share our resources with.
And quick backstory too. So just today I went to a business that has opened because the owner took one of Kelly's workshops probably, what, 6 months ago?
Or yeah, about six months ago.
Yeah, at the old Sister House workshop. And just thinking about when you market and you, as we are doing, really trying to help socially driven entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs or small business owners who want to make an impact in their community, it's a ripple effect.
It
because
is.
Because we're now not only marketing ourselves to consumers and what we sell, but also saying, like, let us give other business owners the tools so that then you can make an impact also in the community. We can have more of these businesses that make an impact, more of these, you know, pioneers in the community who
it's
are
been really
making
cool
changes.
Seeing her do her thing.
Yes, it's yeah. awesome.
You know, when she walked into the workshop, she was like, I have this idea for a conscious kids space. And today, Ashley and her daughter were there, mm-hmm. and were in
and
the space.
It was, like, it was crazy. There were kids everywhere, and it's all, yeah, eco-friendly indoor playground, which in Las Vegas, I mean, why haven't we had this already? It's a great idea. And just to see the concept in person was really
when
cool.
When she told me the concept, I was like, Ashley's gonna love this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so cool.
It really is. And I don't even have kids, and I'm stoked about it because I just see the impact that mm-hmm. it's able to make. So that, yeah, that's a very cool example. And also, too, guys, side note, we're going to bring on people and do before and after stories and just really interview small business owners who've been through the workshop so you could hear real life stories. I think mm-hmm. real life stories are always the best stories.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Okay. So, few more questions for you guys. All right. Next one is, how does your product educate consumers? So this is a big thing that I'm super passionate about of not just marketing, but you're really educating. You're really giving people, as Ashley was saying, empowering people with the tools so they can make the most informed choice. So as you get to the sale, you're actually educating people on why your product is optimal. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the best. I mean, yeah, it's awesome, but not even trying to focus of like, you need to buy my product, everything else sucks. But I like to think about, this is why my product will make your life better or make mm-hmm. an impact or empower you in some way and empower others in another way. And honestly, I personally think that's the best marketing tool, education.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big part of Sister House Collective. Mm-hmm. Because you are educating us on buying more ethically, we want to buy products and services that you endorse, you know, mm-hmm. that you give the okay to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're qualified,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So you educating us has allowed the demand for those products.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you're coming from a place of education and you're teaching, it feels good. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of the people that resonate with us and who we resonate with is all the people who are like, wow, I didn't know this before. I had no idea fashion was the number two polluting mm-hmm. industry on our oceans and planet.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Now I want to start an ethical clothing business and mm-hmm. educate people on why this is a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So education is huge. Put a big star next to that. I literally have that in my notes with a big star. Okay. So moving on down. This is something I want you guys to really be clear on. Of what is your sales goal? And again, I know this could go more into like the cheesy, sleazy business role, but I want you to have a clear vision of what your goal is. Is it impacting 10 people a month? Is it impacting 100 people a month? If just focusing on the number doesn't align with you, some people are very logical and just want a number. For most of us, like I think you and I, we need to know the impact that we're going to be making. Mm-hmm. So for us, with the workshop downtown, we knew we wanted to take a small group of people on so that we were able to make the most impact. So for us, our sales, we set a goal that was probably lower than maybe what we could have done. But for us, we knew that we wanted to bring the most value to 14 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very conscious decision. And that's how we made a goal because we said, okay, with those many people, we know that we could stay accountable, we could talk to everyone, we could really mentor, we could give guidance. That's a manageable number for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, doesn't have to be something that feels uncomfortable. It can be very empowering of knowing what you can do with a sales goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feels good?
Definitely.
Feels good? Okay. So the next thing I want you to think about is, what is the basic sales system that you have in place? How is someone going to sell? How are you going to deliver? How are you going to follow up? How are you going to keep the conversation going? And that's what I'm going to leave you guys with today. What is the whole experience and the journey? And we touched upon this during brand experience, but after they buy from you, think it through. How are you going to continue educating them? How are you going to continue listening to them and engaging with them? Do you have a podcast you want them to listen to or a free downloadable, you know, PDF that has more information about using your product or the impact that they're making or writing them a thank you note? Really think about the whole journey of the sale. It's not just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, mm-hmm. you know, done and in and out, done. We really want you to think about the whole journey of it.
Mm-hmm.
Feels better.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely, yeah. And I was just going to say, there's all kinds of different tools, I'm sure. Like, you could ask other people, you know, or think about, and we've done this before, field research, right? When you get something from a brand, or there's a part of a brand experience that sticks out to you, like, take note of what it was about that. A lot of it is follow-up stuff. Like, I know there was a service that I bought a couple years ago, and they still text me on my birthday, and they're like, happy birthday, Ashley, from, you know, this company. And I'm like, that's so, you know.
Wow.
It's sweet, but it sticks in the back of my mind. Okay, if I ever need that again, then I know I can go there.
It's called top-of-mind marketing.
Yeah.
It's real things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys. It really does work with your business, but also, too, for us, it feels good doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to know that it's genuine, too.
Yes, it has to feel authentic.
Mm-hmm.
I would say even, too, I know we talk about Wisdom a lot here on this podcast, but I bought organic, ethically made sheets from them, and then I got an email back that was all about their new ethical fair trade systems and processes and the impact that my purchase made, and I thought that was so cool.
That is amazing.
I never saw that goals. From... Yeah. It was really cool. It's like, it must have pinged that I bought something organic or fair trade from their website, and I was like, damn, Wisdom.
You're good.
Good job. I even forwarded the email to Ashley. I'm like, this is cool, you know?
Yes.
It just made me feel even better about buying from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought a few more things. But yes, it worked. The sale worked. So I'm going to leave you those notes for today. Think about it. Really vibe on it. Meditate on it. Whatever you got to do. Have a glass of wine. Think about it. And let us know how you're changing your mindset around sales. What is the impact that you truly want to make? How is your sales going to impact others? We're in downtown Las Vegas, guys, if you hear
anything. Excuse that siren.
Yeah. It's a Friday night. So think about it. Vibe on it. Let us know how it is. Take a screenshot of this podcast. Share it. Tag us. And let us know what you're shifting in your mindset. And let us know what you're selling.
Yeah.
We always like to know what cool things are out there. So let us know. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you guys.